tiny. Now, have you ever taken part in a clinical trial? I did when I was going through chemo, and I had this real sense of helping those who would be going through the treatment in years to come. This year, the number of people benefiting from clinical research in England has reached record highs, with over 870,000 people involved in clinical research studies. It makes a huge difference to the future of medicine. Now, the research into reproductive health and childbirth has recruited the third highest number of participants, with over 93,000. That's up 20% on last year's figures. And that includes Jessica and her partner Chris from Clitheroe, who were unable to conceive for 3 years and took part in a research study. She joins me now, along with Hazel Aston, who is a research quality manager at East Lancashire's hospitals. Thank you both very much for coming in. Lovely to see you.
Good morning.
Isn't it great news that the figures are going up and up? You know, that more people are getting involved.
It is fantastic. And it's only by doing clinical research studies that we can generate the evidence to help inform the care of patients in the future. So yeah. It's fantastic that so many people get involved in research and help us to advance.
What made you want to do it, Jessica?
Just the amount of time that we tried for Joshua on this certain research study with infertility. So we tried for 3 years, and by taking part in the trial, we've managed hopefully to help other people in the future. And obviously we've got Joshua, and to do that for anybody else would be amazing.
Yeah. Joshua is with us as well. How old's Joshua now?
He's 5 months.
And he's sucking away on his dummy there. He's being very, very good. I can remember, because I took part in a clinical trial, as I said, and I remember being told that my treatment would be no less than it would have been had I not taken part, and if anything, it would be better. And that's the kind of standard you're looking at, isn't it?
100% it was, yeah, and it definitely was, yes. Yeah. I was treated amazingly by all the staff that we came into contact with, yeah.
And there seemed to be extra care with you going through research, wasn't there?
Yes, there was, yes. Yeah, there was a few added benefits through the pregnancy for us, which was a lovely perk to taking part in the trial, definitely.
Yeah, and yeah. Joshua thinks so too.
He does. We got to see him a few more times.
Are people told, sort of, when they arrive at the hospital, Hazel, that there's an opportunity to do this, or do we need to ask about it?
Well, it's both, really. We spend a lot of time trying to raise awareness of clinical research at East Lancashire hospitals and trying to make people aware that research is an option for their care. But anybody can ask about taking part in research. So just ask your GP or ask your consultant at a hospital if there's a research study for you, if that's what you're interested in doing.
And I think, I don't know how you felt about it when you were asked, Jessica, but I was a bit worried that, I'm going to be a bit of a guinea pig here. Yes, you are a bit of a guinea pig, but you're a guinea pig insofar as it will be no worse than it would have been had you not done it. And I think once I was told that, I felt better.
Definitely, yeah. So we were given all the information on everything to take home and read through. And luckily for this trial, there wasn't any nasty side effects. There wasn't anything that could go wrong for us, that we were only ever going to either get a positive out of it or stay the same as we were. So, yeah, but I could completely understand people feeling like they were being guinea pigs used to trial something out. Yeah. But we weren't made to feel like that at all by the care that we got. Yeah,
and I mean for future parents going through processes of through infertility, it must be amazing to hear what's happened, because this research is proof in itself, isn't it, that it's worked, which is great news.
Yes. Well, we have to remember that the study's ongoing, so we don't yet have the results to know if the technique that that Jessica experienced in the trial is actually effective. But that's why we're doing the research, because we don't have all the answers, and we do need to do the research in order to develop the best care for the future.
Yeah, I love the fact you're being vocal. We have a little bit of music, then come back for a little bit more chat.
Oh, I wish I was a punk rocker with flowers in my hair. In 77 and 69, revolution was in the air. I was born too late into a world that doesn't care. Oh, I wish I was a punk rocker with flowers in my hair. When the head of state didn't play guitar, not everybody drove a car. When music really mattered and when radio was king. When accountants didn't have control and the media couldn't buy your soul. When computers were still scary and we didn't know everything. Oh, I wish I was a punk rocker with flowers in my hair. In 77 and 69, revolution was in the air. I was born too late into a world that doesn't care. Oh, I wish I was a punk rocker with flowers in my hair. When pop stars still remained a myth and ignorance could still be bliss. Assuming God saved the queen, she turned a whiter shade of pale. My mom and dad were in their teens and anarchy was still a dream. And the only way to stay in touch was a letter and the mail. Oh, I wish I was a punk rocker with flowers in my hair. In 77 and 69, revolution was in the air. I was born too late into a world that doesn't care. Oh, I wish I was a punk rocker. Record shops were still on top and vinyl was all that they stopped. And the super info highway was still drifting out in space. Kids were wearing hand-me-downs and playing games men kick arounds. And footballers still had long hair and dirt across their face. Oh, I wish I was a punk rocker with flowers in my hair. 77 and 69, revolution was in the air. I was born too late into a world that doesn't care.
Great one, that, isn't it? Sandy Tom and I Wish I Was a Punk Rocker. You're listening to me, Sally Naden. I am talking with Jessica and also with Hazel about the importance of doing a clinical trial. And I can speak about this from first-hand experience. I did the tango trial while going through chemo. And one of the wonderful things was that I actually had care for 10 years. And normally when you've been through going through chemo, it's 5 years generally, and then they say, right, thank you, don't want to see you anymore. 10 years. And in the end, my oncologist said to me, Sally, this is the last time we're going to see each other. And I was so sad because I'd got to know her so well. But you are doing it for the future. So, you know, just sort of in summarising, really, I suppose, Hazel, the importance of it and where people can go if they're interested.
So it's really important that we do research to try to advance our knowledge and provide the safest and most effective care for our patients at East Lancashire Hospitals. There's a great resource. We post information about all of our research studies on our website, but there's a fantastic resource that's been launched this week. It's called Be Part of Research. And if you go onto the internet and type in Be Part of Research into your search engine, it will take you there. And you can search for research studies that you might want to take part in. You can find out how to get involved in shaping research, perhaps commenting on an information sheet for patients in a research study, join dementia research, which is the way to help people with dementia.
Oh, you just remind, I got a leaflet through about this and I've not done anything about it.
Oh, fantastic. It's fantastic that you've received the leaflet. We're trying to encourage people to sign up and support join dementia research to help beat dementia.
Yeah, this is about the future, isn't it? This is about our children and our children's children.
Absolutely.
This is about Joshua, isn't it? Who's been very vocal and I am loving it. So just finally then, Jessica, if somebody's sat there now thinking, oh, I don't know, I'm really worried about whether or not I should embark upon this, what would you say?
I'd say take away the information, give it a good read through and just think of the future. And it could always be, it could be closer to home than what you think. I think that you could be helping people of your own family, definitely taking part in a research trial. I've taken a lot from it. And to find out the results at the end and hopefully, like I said, know that you've helped somebody else in the future. I think just to take that from it's enough, but to gain something from it for yourself as well is definitely, it's worth it.
Isn't it, Josh?
Encourage anybody, yeah.
What do you think, Joshua? What would you like to say about it? Anything?
Well, you wouldn't be able to say anything if we didn't have it, would you?
Look at that lovely bouncing baby boy with a big smile on his face. Thank you very much for coming in, both of you. If you want any more information about taking part in a research study, get in touch with us here at BBC Radio Lancashire. We'll have it all on our action